It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Are you looking for a mystery that will keep you turning the pages without making your skin crawl? Our reviewer, Babs Bengtsson, has the perfect book for you.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I love this book. It's the best! Doggone It, or more properly stated, Dog on It, by Spencer Quinn, is a book written from a dog's perspective. I was hooked from the whimsical title to the last page. Chet, the canine narrator, works with Bernie, his human partner, at the Little Detective Agency. Together they embark on solving all kinds of mysteries. I know what you're thinking. A book written from an animal's point of view? It's rarely an effective technique. However, Spencer Quinn masters this approach much the same way E.B. White does with Charlotte's Web. My favorite thing about Chet's perspective is that it's brimming with optimism. Honey Nut Cheerios found under the breakfast table? His favorite. Strapped to a Harley with a bungee cord? Chet felt he was born to be wild. Introduced to a new brand of dog biscuit? The best he ever tasted. What a world! But while the book is playful, this is no children's book. The story opens with a desperate mother who is convinced her daughter has been kidnapped, and the mystery starts there. Was the girl actually kidnapped, or did she run away like her father thinks? Bernie and Chet are on the case, kicked off the case, then back on the case again. Bernie agrees with the mother and thinks the girl was kidnapped. With no payment in sight for their trouble, Bernie and Chet set off across many states to track down the girl and the truth. Multiple kidnappings take place. Multiple rescues ensue. Friends are made, relationships get complicated, and through it all, Chet uses his lovable voice to tell the tale. While reading the book, I got the distinct impression that Bernie was a flawed human being with a good heart, but Chet loved him completely, as only a dog can. He believed his human partner was the best. I have to admit, I didn't find this book on my own. My local book club selected Dog on It to read for our February meeting. I'm really glad they did. They have successfully fulfilled my personal purpose for joining a book club, to be introduced to new authors. Spencer Quinn has already written two more books in the Chet and Bernie series, Thereby Hangs a Tale and To Fetch a Thief. His fourth book, The Dog Who Knew Too Much, is due out in September. I'm still curious about one mystery that runs throughout all the books. Bernie started out with the police department, but I don't know why he is no longer with them. Will the fourth book reveal more? If not, perhaps I'll have to get Chet, that adorable, lovable detective dog on it.
That book is Dog on It by Spencer Quinn, published by Atria Books. Our reviewer, Babs Bengtsson, is the Director of Educational Services at WPSU, and she is a big-time dog lover. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Craig Johnson.